my show. If you're listening right now, I think you can do that favor for me. Por favor, pretty please, mention me in the comments when you're donating to the other shows. At least other people at different times will know about my show. Right? Right? Good thinking right there? I think so. So thank you so much for tuning in. All the songs here tonight were in-studio sessions recorded in the past or recently, and all of them can be found on our YouTube channel. So all you got to do is put in the keywords and you'll find it. I leave you off here with a song from Mono Gem called Dame la Fuerza. And with that, have a great rest of your night, some sweet dreams, and a pleasant tomorrow. And don't forget to donate. thesocalsound.org/donate.
Volando por ahí y por allá, no puedo decidir de qué manera. Dámela, dámela, dame la fuerza. Oh, it's true, I'm not cracking under this pressure. It's not gonna be forever. Dame la, dame la fuerza. Bienvenidos a mi vida, una vida muy tranquila. Bienvenidos a mi vida. Yo sé que soy una pinche gringa. Otra vez no puedo encontrar las palabras. Dámela, dámela, dámela fuerza. Oh, it's true, I'm not cracking under this pressure. It's not gonna be fuerza. Bienvenidos a mi vida, una vida muy tranquila. Bienvenidos a mi vida. Yo sé que soy una pinche gringa.
Me esperaba conocerte, pero pasó. Hacía tiempo que la suerte no estaba a mi favor. Para mí nada es suficiente, pero contigo me bastó. Lo rico que se siente y escuchar lo dulce de tu voz. Un intercambio de miradas, ellas se hablan sin decirse nada. El mood estaba pa' contar estrellas. Espero que lo que yo quiero quiera. Vamos a ver pa' dónde esto nos lleva. Aprovechemos el tiempo que nos queda. No le tengas miedo, no, 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 no. No le tengas miedo, no, 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 no. Yo sé que me te tengo que ir. Y hay algo que te tengo que decir. Siento que debo dejarlo salir. Si no lo digo me va a consumir. Yo sé que me te tengo que ir. Y hay algo que te tengo que decir. Siento que debo dejarlo salir. Creo que me he enamorado de ti. Ajá, ya, ya. Pararararara, pararararara, pararara, rara, yeah. Pararararara, 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 whoa. Pararararara, pararararara, pararararara. Arrocito frito, bien cocinadito, un camaroncito, a dormir la siesta. Ay, qué rico es estar acurrucadito, al ladito de ella, dándole besito. Arrocito frito, bien cocinadito, un camaroncito, a dormir la siesta. Ay, qué rico es estar acurrucadito, al ladito de ella, dándole besito. Mm.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
If someone were to invent a time machine, you could bet that St. Vincent would be one of the first people to volunteer to take a ride in it. But in the meantime, she seems to be pretty good at transporting herself to different musical eras. Whether she's playing a near-future cult leader like she did on her 2017 album, Mass Seduction, or visiting the 1970s to slink around dark New York City clubs. That's where her 2021 album, Daddy's Home, took you. St. Vincent joined me to dig into that record and some of her inspirations, which includes the music of Steely Dan.
It is so sophisticated, but it's great songs. I mean, you couldn't find a more acerbic writer than Donald Fagen. I mean, I love these, like, comic, decrepit, squalid people that he writes about.
We revisit that conversation with St. Vincent on the way. I'm Raina Duras. This is an Encore World Cafe. This guy just released a new album last week called One Deep River. Keeping in that water theme, here's a song from his 2000 album, Sailing to Philadelphia. It's Mark Knopfler, What It Is.
Staggering in a square, there's lads' glasses falling about and they're crackling in the air. Then around the dungeon doors, the shutters and the queues, everybody's looking for somebody's arms to fall into. It's what it is. It's what it is now. Here's frost on the graves and the monuments, but the taverns are warm in town. People curse the government and shovel hard food down. Lights are out in City Hall, the castle and the keep. Moon shines down upon it all, the legless and the sleepless. Cold on the toll gate, where the wagon's creeping through. Cold on the toll gate, God knows what I can do. It's what it is. It's what it is now. The garrison sleeps in the citadel with the ghosts and the ancient stones. High on the parapet, a Scottish piper stands from home. And high on the wind, a Highland runs speaking a rule. Something from the past just comes and stares into my soul. Cold on a toll gate with a Caledonian moon. Cold on a toll gate, God knows what I do. Thank you.
there's a lantern in the tower. Wee Willie Winkie with a candlestick, still writing songs in a wee wee house on Charlotte Street. I take a walking stick from my hotel. The ghost of Dirty Dick is still in search of Little Nell. It's what it is. It's what it is now. It's what it is. What it is now.
This is an Encore World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. St. Vincent has a new album coming out later this month called All Born Screaming. To get you warmed up for that, we're revisiting this conversation I had with St. Vincent, aka Annie Clark, in 2021 when she had just released her last album, Daddy's Home. I don't know what I was expecting an interview with St. Vincent to be like. She's a woman of extraordinary talent and considerable vision. She's famously meticulous in the design and execution of her art and music, creating entire worlds around each album. To be honest, I was a little nervous. But it turns out that in addition to being wildly imaginative and everything else I just mentioned, St. Vincent is also really nice and very easy to talk to. Even when we get into the story of her father serving 9 years in prison for committing stock fraud, a story which provided some of the inspiration for her latest album, Daddy's Home. There were lots of other inspirations for that album too, both sonically and thematically, like New York City in the 70s, Steely Dan, and a certain kind of guitar she got from collaborator Jack Antonoff. We explore those and more coming up. But first, from Daddy's Home, this is St. Vincent with Pay Your Way in Pain.
I'm
Pay Your Way in Pain, St. Vincent. That's from the new album, Daddy's Home. And St. Vincent is my guest today. So thrilled to have you here. Welcome back to the World Cafe.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
You've talked about how New York City, in the time between 1971 and 1975, after the hippies, before the disco, is the era that inspired the sound of this album. What is it about that four-year period in that city that you were so drawn to?
Well, it's obviously an era of time that I didn't personally live through. But there's something in the air then where all these different kinds of music were coalescing. Like, you know, you had rock and blues and jazz, and it was all kind of melding together to make these very pure songs. Like, they were speaking to the human condition. And was thinking about like Sly Stone and Everyday People or something like that. It was speaking to the human condition, but it was also like incredibly sophisticated and really like this melding of a whole lot of things. So it's music that I've loved for a very long time. And I honestly felt like, okay, I'm only at this point a good enough musician to approach this style of music and not be a tourist about it, to like get in there, speak the language, and then, you know, bring what I have to say to it.
I am speaking with St. Vincent on World Cafe. Daddy's Home was co-produced by Jack Antonoff, who people listening might recognize because he's worked with Taylor Swift, Lorde, Lana Del Rey. He has his own band, Bleachers. He's very busy. You've also worked together before. What is it about Jack Antonoff for you? Why do you love him? Why is he such a sought-after collaborator?
Well, he's a great person, in addition to a lot of other things. He's a person you like spending time with, and he brings so much energy and enthusiasm to everything. And one of the really fun things about making this record, because I remember walking down into Electric Lady Studios probably 5 months-ish before the pandemic hit, and kind of turning to him going, I want to make kind of like a down and out downtown kind of vibe. And what I didn't know about Jack is that he can really rip on the bass. And so we go in and he can rip on the drums. And so we go in and we work on this song called The Holiday Party. It's kind of like a Nouveau Stones, you know, you can't always get what you want kind of updated vibe. And between the two of us, you know, we just played all the instruments, and it, all of a sudden we had this song, and it was, I was like, oh my God, I had no idea that he like kind of spoke the language of like funk and soul, and but he totally has it in him, and I was just so just impressed by his musicality as a whole.
Well, let's listen to it.
At the holiday party, red one lived a little early, reminiscing got us laughing. And that's when I saw your face cracking. Smiles and smoke and screams. Your Gucci purse of pharmacy. Pretend to want these things so no one sees you. Not getting what you need.
I am speaking with St. Vincent on World Cafe. Back to Jack Antonoff for a minute. Jack gave you a guitar that was, pardon the pun, instrumental to this album, that Coral Electric sitar guitar from 1967. So for people who maybe aren't gearheads, who don't know guitars just by hearing the name, could you describe that guitar?
Yeah, so the Coral Electric sitar guitar, here's, I think, the brief, the Cliff's Notes version of it. So back in the 60s, when rock music got obsessed with India, and started to bring sounds like the sitar into like the Beatles stuff or whatever. The thing is with a sitar, it's very hard to play. I mean, it's really, people study forever and never master the sitar. So, in the 60s, they made something called the Choral Electric Sitar Guitar, which is played like a guitar, but what it has is some additional strings on the body of the guitar that resonate in a similar style to the sitar. It's shaped guitar-like. It has a bigger body because it needs a place for the strings to resonate, and that's what gives it the twang.
I wonder, is there a spot on the album where we can really clearly hear that and I could play a clip?
Oh, yeah, for sure. On a song called Down, there's the riff that comes in that's like... and that's all that.
Let's check it out. This is Down from St. Vincent. That was a bit of Down from St. Vincent's new album, Daddy's Home. I'm speaking with St. Vincent today on World Cafe. So you had Jack with you making this album. You've also said that you had a guardian angel on your shoulder during it. Someone you wrote a song about, for the record. For people who don't know, who was Candy Darling?
Well, Candy Darling is sort of a trans icon. She was from Queens. She came to Manhattan. She was part of Andy Warhol's factory, and he made a number of films with her. And then she had a career kind of as with a real mainstream audience there for a second, which I just find so amazing and cool. Unfortunately, she died young. She died of cancer. But a friend of mine, as I was making this record, a friend of mine just happened to tell me the story of how she was a friend of Candy Darling and was at her bedside, you know, as when she passed. And I'd always had a fixation with her, but now I felt like I had some sort of, more of a direct portal to her.
Right.
And to me, she's a character that starts at the beginning of the album and is kind of with me in every song somewhere. And so the last song on the album is called Candy Darling, and it's a love song to her, just saying I was kind of picturing her ascending to heaven, as it were, taking the last uptown train back to Queens of the night.
This is Candy Darling from St. Vincent.
Candy Darling, who knows why the caged bird even sings. And candy, my
You just heard Candy Darling from St. Vincent from her new album, Daddy's Home. St. Vincent is my guest today. I'm Rena Duris. Your relationship with your dad is a big part of this album. Your parents split up when you were really young. You said you got to know your dad through books and films and records that he liked. In the Venn diagram of what you both liked, what's the overlap? What were the things you really connected on that way?
Gosh, it's hard to know, you know, when you're a kid and you're trying to understand who your parents are. It's hard to know exactly what I liked because I was always would have always been predisposed to like, and what I liked because it was some way of understanding, in this case, who my father is or is. He's still living. So definitely, I mean, my love of Steely Dan. I think we share a lot of things in terms of a similar kind of darker sense of humor, and definitely he was, you know, he was making us watch, you know, 8 and a half when we were 8 and a half. I mean, like, so he definitely had a big love of culture and books, intellectual and artistic input, I think was valuable. And it was also a way for me to understand who my father is, because he was sort of elusive and I didn't grow up with him.
Right. We'll come back to that in just 1 second. But because you mentioned Steely Dan, I need to ask you a question, because this has been something I've been thinking about for a little while now. I feel like Steely Dan has become, like, has had a big resurgence. Like, if you asked me 10 years ago, is Steely Dan really cool? I would say, I don't really think people think Steely Dan is that cool. And now, like, my Twitter feed is full of people saying they've been Dan-pilled, and they're, like, obsessed with them. Yeah, Dan-pill summer is, like, a whole thing. And Steely Dan are back.
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts on this. What I love about Steely Dan, one, I was listening to them so far devoid of the context. Like, there was nothing about liking Steely Dan that was, had to be a massive part of my identity. Like, I wasn't growing up in the 70s where it was like, well, you either like the Ramones or you like Steely Dan, and those two shall never meet. It was more that I was just approaching it without any cultural baggage, just from, like, the music. And I was like, I love this music. It is so sophisticated. It's so interesting, but it's great songs. It's great pop songs. It's great pop songs. Great solos within pop songs. I mean, you couldn't find a more acerbic writer than Donald Fagen. I mean, I love his stories. I love these, like, comic, decrepit, just squalid people that he writes about. So I think that there might be a resurgence of Steely Dan because enough time has passed where the cultural baggage is gone. People are like, oh, this just rules.
Right, right. Do you have a favorite Steely Dan song? Do you want a minute to think?
I have so many, but my favorites, I'm thinking of there is a solo that I really love on a song called Fire in the Hole. Donald Fagen takes a really great piano solo. It's like, da da, da da. Okay, I've done enough of it.
That was like the most convincing person singing a piano solo I've ever seen.
Oh, God. So. Why did I just do... I've had way too much coffee.
Oh, God. But let's listen to Steely Dan, Fire in the Hole.
Don't you know there's fire in the hole and nothing left to burn? I'd love to run out now. There's no way left to turn. Thank you.
don't you know there's fire in the hole and nothing left to burn? I'd love to run out now. There's no way left to turn.
So that was Steely Dan, Fire in the Hole. I'm talking to St. Vincent today on World Cafe. To take it back a little bit to your family, around 2010, your father went to prison for white-collar crime. You started writing the songs on Daddy's Home when he was released in 2019. But if you could take us back, what was your reaction? What was going through your head when you first found out he was going to be incarcerated?
I was in the room. I mean, I saw him taken away by bailiffs. So That's when I found out. it's horrible. It's really horrible. It's heartbreaking. You're filled with rage. You know, you go through all of the kind of steps of grief. It's like somebody dies, but without the sympathy, really, except from those who, you know, really already know you and love you. And more than anything, I mean, I was in my, I don't remember exactly how old I was, 27 or something, but I have a lot of, he has a lot of kids and I have brothers and sisters who are younger. So my thought was more with them, mm-hmm. And how they were going to make it through. I mean, I was already an adult. But it's a horrible, painful thing to go through, I think, no matter what someone is incarcerated for.
Of course.
Yeah.
Your dad's out of prison now. Has he heard the album? What does he think?
Oh, he's thrilled.
Yeah.
Oh, he's thrilled. It's, you know, he's, you know, Annie, how's my album doing? if you had told me that... I'd be talking this much about my father in the press, I would have said, no, impossible. But I guess that's how we're living.
Let's do the title track. It's Daddy's Home from St. Vincent.
I signed autographs in the visitation room. Waiting for you the last time, inmate 502.
Outlaws inside you.
St. Vincent with Daddy's Home, the title track from her new album. I'm Raina Duras. It's World Cafe, and I'm speaking with St. Vincent today. There's a line in that song, "Where can you run when the outlaw's inside you?" This idea of passing on your traits to your children kind of comes up in other songs on your album, too. "My baby wants a baby" in the lyric, "What in the world would my baby say? I got your eyes and your mistakes." I think we all notice things that we inherit from our parents. Like, especially as I get older, I find there are things that I do that I like, and I find some things that I'm not thrilled about that I seem to have either learned or inherited from them. Was that something that you were thinking about when you were working on this record?
Oh, God. I mean, certainly writing Daddy's Home, the song. You did some time. Well, I did some time, too. Hell, where can you run when the outlaw's inside you? Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, absolutely right there. You're like, is there some part of me in a sort of Greek tragedy way? You know, is there some sort of part of me that is doomed? I mean, you know, I think that's partially like having, dealing with a sort of untreated anxiety disorder for a lot of years, but you're just like, you don't know whether the voice in you that says like everything's doomed and think like just wait for it, everything's going to fall apart. You don't know how much of that is a real thing or really part of your narrative, or it's just some misfiring chemicals, you know.
I'm speaking with St. Vincent on World Cafe today. Listening to this record, I did notice that there's sort of this theme of, and I wasn't sure how to word this, but feminine alienation, where there's like women characters who don't seem to fit into a mainstream narrative of what a woman is supposed to be. So you got your heels on at the playground, you're coming home in the morning after a long night out. Possibly the entire song, Melting of the Sun, feels kind of like that. You do shout out many notable women in this song. What do they all have in common?
What they have in common, I think, is that they are great artists. That to me is the big through line. I'm thinking of Joan Didion and Joni Mitchell and Nina Simone, Tori Amos in there. It's women who are great artists, period. Full stop. But also, for some reason, I have been thinking slightly more about legacy and the next generation coming up. And I feel more than ever like a desire to make life or have made life better for those coming up, because that's what people did for me. That's what those artists did for me. They were authentically themselves, and they made it easier for me as an artist to kind of walk through the world and do what I do. And I hope that I can do that for the next generation. Now more than ever, I feel so like excited and sort of desperate for the next generation to come up and just blow us all away. Like we need them so much. And I mean, there's great artists coming up, so I'm really hopeful and excited, and just hope that we can, in a Pollyanna way, make the world a better place.
Well, here's inspiration within inspiration with this song. It's Melting of the Sun. It is St. Vincent from Cafe.
St. Joni ain't no phone. Smoking reds with furry sang the blues. My Marilyn shot her heroin. Hell, she said it's better than abuse. So who am I trying to be? A
said they couldn't catch the man. And proud Nina got subpoenaed, singing Mississippi good damn. But me, I never cry to tell the truth. I lie.
That was Melting of the Sun from St. Vincent's new album, Daddy's Home. St. Vincent has been my guest today. It has been such a pleasure. I feel like I could have talked to you all day long. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so, so much.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Hey, this is Matt Pinfield. I'm so excited to join the team here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound, a radio station truly dedicated to the community of artists and music fans everywhere. Join me as I'll be sharing my musical passion with you every weekday from 2 to 6 p.m. on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, and the SoCal Sound app.
Before the break here on World Cafe, we revisited my 2021 conversation with Annie Clark of St. Vincent. She has a new St. Vincent album coming out April 26th called All Born Screaming. It'll feature a bunch of guests, including Dave Grohl, who happens to be best friends with the frontman of your next band. Played with him in the band Them Crooked Vultures. It's Josh Homme. Here's Queens of the Stone Age, Paper Machete.
Don't give what you're ready, get it all, doesn't matter, run away. Don't evolve. Am I still too young? He kissed the violin there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night.
She wants a young American. Finds a slinky vagabond. He calls as he passes a Ford Mustang. But heaven forbid she's taking the thing. But the freak and the title for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand. Showing nothing, it swoops like the songs he cries. Where are all Papa's heroes gone?
All night.
She wants a young American.
More great music coming up on World Cafe.
The SoCal Sound has your chance to see Dashboard Confessional at the Hollywood Palladium on October 6th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Dashboard Confessional, the Hollywood Palladium, October 6th.
You have stolen my- Hey, it's Nick Harcourt inviting you to join me for The Morning Show with Jet, weekday mornings from 6 till 10 with regular giveaways, features like our Latin Alternative Track of the Day, Nick's Pick, and Fresh Squeeze Track of the Day, and we play more music than anywhere else in town. Join us weekday mornings, 6 till 10, right here at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
World Cafe, Raina Duras with you. Your next artist won the NPR Music Tiny Desk Contest in 2022. Her debut album will come out in June. But here's a little taste featuring help from Quinn Kristofferson, who won the Tiny Desk Contest in 2019. Isn't that nice? Two Tiny Desk winners working together. Alyssa Amador with I Need to Believe.
Last night in Atlanta, I was just so tired. I felt empty, I felt full of lead. I sang to the red glow of the exit sign, as if it were the light at the end. How much longer can I go singing to them if they don't? Hard not to feel that the beauty isn't real, that it's never good enough. I need to believe, I need to believe that there's nothing wrong with the songs I'm singing. I need to believe, I need to believe that I do belong in this world I live in.
I could say you are the only one I see.
Cause you go down.